How are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Can I give this to you? I'm a born-again Christian. You're probably Amish?
Yep.
Supposed to love our neighbor, right?
Yep.
My name's James. What's your name?
Obed Gingrich.
Obed?
Yep.
That's a different name. I haven't heard of that one before. Obed.
In the Bible.
Amen. Amen. I just haven't met any Anabaptist name then. Jesus said to me, we must worship in spirit and truth. When my wife and I repented and came out of the world, we came out of the world. My wife's a head-covered lady, wears a dress, we've come out of the world completely. When we came out of that, we started looking to see if there was other true Christians around. And we looked at the Anabaptists. We lived in central Wisconsin at the time, and we knew a lot of them around Hillsboro, Ontario, or we knew of them. And now I travel full-time. I retired and I travel full-time. I'm a street preacher. So the early Mennonites, or excuse me, the early Anabaptists, like say Menno, they were street preachers. They went around and they preached the gospel. The word preach, I don't know if you know this, when you look at, when you study, do you study the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you ever look at the Greek and the Hebrew words? You don't go back to the root?
I never did.
Yeah, you should, because like when it says the word preach, everybody today thinks the word preach means a guy behind a wooden box, either in a home or a building on Sunday, and that's not what it means. Actually, the word preach means public crier.
Oh, yeah.
So, question, if you're all claiming to be Christians, and you all gather, and men preach to the people that are all gathered, how is it ever getting preached out to the people in the world? Makes sense, doesn't it? And yeah. The Anabaptists have become very lax, like everyone else, about preaching the gospel in the world, because it's not acceptable anymore. But the Bible says that the gospel will be an offense to the world, that we have to preach it. So we have this card for the Anabaptists, going back to that. If you examine the Anabaptist faith, what you'll find is there's a lot of man-made traditions in it that don't match up to the Bible. Christmas, Easter, these are Roman Catholic handed out holidays. One of the things I like to get Anabaptist men to think about is the gospel. The gospel says that by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we must repent because of what he's done and be born again by the Spirit of God, a spiritual renewal. I used to be a worldly, wicked man. God changed my heart and my mind. And then the fruit that I'm born of God is holiness and obedience to his word, not to man-made traditions, not to a system of man. You're probably born into this, right?
Yeah.
If you're born into it, you may never know anything different. But when you start reading the scriptures and you go, was I born into a system that's following the word of God and his traditions all the way? Or was I born into a system that's full of compromise, like the Baptists, like the Lutherans, like the Roman Catholics, like any man-made, your faith system, Amish? Where'd the name come from?
Jacob Amish.
Yeah, you're named after a man. Does the Bible talk about naming ourselves after a man?
No.
Mennonites? Menno. And Menno would come back and he would rebuke them. I think Jacob Amish would too. He'd come back and rebuke and say, don't lift me, lift Christ.
Yeah.
And so I challenge people, and that's why we have that card and my phone number's on there. You probably don't go on the internet, but I have a website and I use a lot of articles to show Anabaptists that you must repent of all sin. You're not going to be saved while you live in sin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you believe that you can't just say, I believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven like all these worldly people, the evangelicals. But by the keeping of man-made traditions, like, you know, they'll tell you that you have to wear a straw hat and you have to dress a certain way. That's not in Scripture. Those are man-made traditions. And in Mark 7, Jesus said to the Pharisees, howbeit in vain you worship me, because they're teaching and keeping man-made traditions over the commandments of God. So what I like to challenge Anabaptist men is if they think they really know God, if they think they really love God, and if they think they really are of God, the challenge is, Jesus said, are you willing to lose your life completely in Matthew 10 to find him? I think you know, if you went against the Anabaptist traditions, you're going to be pushed out. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your family, probably. I know men that have left the Anabaptist faith and their wives and children stayed. And they had to leave. And Jesus said, you'll be blessed if you lose wives, husbands, fathers, lands for my name's sake. So I would just challenge you, Obed, I would just challenge you, are you really born of God, whether you are or not? And if you really are, if you've had a spiritual transformation, water baptism is not being born again. That's just a symbol. Like getting married, you got married one day, right? But don't you have to walk in marriage every day? You have to be faithful every day. Yeah. So a lot of Anabaptists think, well, I'm in it, I'm done, and I just do their traditions, but not if they're against the commandments of God. So
there's some that way, but there's some that aren't.
Right, I understand. So, but I'm just talking in general. But like, you know, do you know what Pinecraft is down in Florida? Have you ever been there? Okay. A lot of them go down there, and they just go down on vacation, ride bikes, eat ice cream, play bocce ball. I got videos. You'll never see it if you don't go on the internet. I went down there and preached. Do you know what the Anabaptists did to me down there? It's a public park. They use it. They don't own it. I stood on a public street with my godly wife, with a Bible, and I have a small little voice box that I use. It's not real loud. It's just so my voice can go. They called the police on me.
Oh, yeah?
Three police officers showed up, and they said, well, he's legal. He's fine. And I stood and I preached for several hours, and those people mocked me. They laughed. And they rejected the truth of God. And that is common. I've had other Anabaptist place call the police on me down in Tennessee. Showed up at their building, stood outside, and said, when your service is over, we don't interrupt. When your service is over, could I talk to the men? And they said, yeah, you could wait outside. We waited outside. 3 minutes after the elders came out to talk to me, the police showed up and almost arrested me for trespassing. So I'm telling you this to share with you that the Anabaptists, in general, they're not of God. They're man-made systems, not of God. They're ritual gathering. You meet in homes. The Amish meet in homes. That's great. You don't need buildings. I know you know that. But just that ritual system of certain elders. I believe in elders, but they must be godly and keeping the commandments of God. If you follow an elder and he's teaching you Christmas or Easter or teaching you to wear a wardrobe that's not in God's word and teaching the commandments of men, he's not your friend. He's leading you to destruction versus to truth. Doesn't that make sense? The other thing I like to bring up to the Amish and the Mennonites, you know, your women wear a dress and a head covering. We think that's biblical. But you know, they don't teach you guys how to dress biblical. They don't, because you would never wear your hat when it comes to the Sunday service, would you? That would be, what, disrespectful? But I talk to Amish men all the time, and they wear their hat while we talk about God. But the Bible says your head's to be uncovered. You won't take that off in public because it's probably considered shameful. The Bible says you should take it off. And then do you see how I'm dressed? You know, the Bible actually, why do you think women are wearing a dress? The Bible actually, in Genesis 3, I love to teach this. In Genesis 3, God saw Adam and Eve sin. Go read Genesis 3:21. He killed animals. You're a farmer, probably. What happens when you kill an animal? You shed its blood. God sheds blood, the first shedding of blood. It's an archetype pointing to Jesus Christ. And what does he put us, mankind, in? Tunic-like garments. Why do we wear tunic-like garments? It covers our privates. You wouldn't want your women walking around the way you dress, would you?
Nope.
Why do you guys get to dress that way? Do you see what I'm saying? All these things, from the gospel to the pagan holidays, you know, to telling people you can't have electricity. I actually had a homestead in Missouri, central Missouri. We lived off-grid. We liked living off-grid. But to tell people you can't have electricity, you can't have a phone, while you shop in Walmart where they're using electricity and phones to bring all this stuff in. Do you see the hypocrisy of all of that?
Yeah, I understand all that.
Yeah.
But I do it because I choose to live that way.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. No, off-grid, you can choose to live away, and that's great. But going to the theology of God, the pagan holidays, the false gospel. You know, the Anabaptists gave up preaching the biblical gospel, losing their lives. And the leaders back then of the Catholics, evangelicals, and the Anabaptists got together, and they said, we're done killing you, because they were hunting the Anabaptists down, killing them. Menno had to run for his life constantly. And they said, stop witnessing to the Catholics and the evangelicals. Go live on your farms. We'll leave you alone. Have you noticed the Anabaptists? How do they live today? They lived in little villages, pretty much secluded. They just, I don't know any Anabaptists that go out and preach Christ crucified. I don't. They invite people to church, but going to your church system isn't going to save souls because it's built on the traditions of men. And they're very good. You're being very gracious. I've run in a lot of Anabaptists. I test them. The Bible says test all things. I'll walk up to them, and they'll talk to me for 45 minutes about business. Business, to make money. They love to make money and do business. As soon as I introduce the gospel, zip a lip. I gotta go. Don't want to talk about it. Many of them tell me this, ready? Not so much you guys. You guys don't do German and all that? You're not leaning towards the German, or do you? Okay. So many of them tell me, right, as they just talk for 45 minutes in really good English about business, they're ready to make change and money. Then as soon as I start talking about the gospel, you know what they always tell me? And I just have to, like, kind of laugh in a sarcastic laugh that, oh, well, we do that in German, we can't do that in English. And I'm like, you just talked in English for about business for an hour. It's an excuse. Liars won't be in the kingdom of heaven. So you've been gracious. That card says a lot. My phone number's on there. If you ever want to talk and challenge anything I have to say, but what I would warn you about is you must repent. If you live in that sin of man-made tradition, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus said, my sheep follow him.
You realize we need people in the Anabaptist faith that are teaching what you are teaching.
They wouldn't let me within a mile. They call the police on me. Am I welcome at your body?
You need to get people in the Anabaptist faith to stay in their traditions.
No.
But believe in God.
No.
Live for God.
No, because let me ask a question. I couldn't get close to your body. They would tell me to leave. I'm not welcome. They're going to keep me out because I don't look like you. I won't wear the hat. I won't wear the suspenders.
We need people right in the Anabaptist church.
No, because let me ask a question. If your family fell in quicksand, do you know what quicksand is? You drown and you go under. Would you jump in to save them? If you did, you're all going down. What do you do to save them? You stand on solid ground. You throw the rope to them and you pull them out. You serve God first if you love God, and that means you don't sin. We don't.
But you won't get it.
We don't sin.
You won't get them out.
Then Jesus didn't get the Pharisees because they wouldn't leave their false traditions. Jesus didn't go join them. Paul didn't go join them. That's a compromised way to say we got to go join them. Let me ask you a question. If one of your brothers fell into drinking or drugs or porn, would you go join drinking and drugs and porn to get him out? Of course you wouldn't.
I would go, if they'd be in the somewhere doing it,
you'd go there to call them out. You wouldn't go join it.
I might.
You would join drinking, drugs, or porn.
No, I wouldn't do that stuff.
Okay.
I would.
You would go call them out.
Yeah.
I'm here to call you out. And if I showed up at your body.
But I don't need to be called out.
But you do.
I'll take my hat off.
But you see, now you're taking off because you know. Yeah, you know. It's unbiblical to talk with your head covered. And I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. My phone number's on there. You call me sometime. I would love to talk to you and go deeper. You can't stay in sin to serve God.
But it's not sin to stay in the church.
It's sin if they keep false traditions.
But you don't get what I'm saying. It's,
you can't.
We need people right in the church that are born again Christians.
Who in there is preaching what I'm saying? Because you're all doing what I'm saying is sinful. Who in there is preaching against it? They'll throw them out.
Not everybody's that way.
They'll throw them out.
No.
Really? I tell you what, you got my phone number. I'd love to talk to the Anabaptist men that agree with what I just preached from God's Word that are inside there talking about it. I want to meet them. You call me.
I agree with you.
Well, then why? You and I should be talking, and I should say, how can I come help you? Where's your body located?
I'm in Hill Point.
Hill Point. Mm-hmm. What's the name of your body?
You mean the...
Yeah, do you guys have a name? The Amish have a name? What's the name of it?
Just the Hill, Loganville Church or whatever.
Okay, Amish.
Yeah.
Right. Do you guys have a building or home to home?
Home to home.
Home to home. Yeah, you just meet home to home. That's what I thought. And that I totally agree with because the money, you know, spending money for buildings and all that. And I'm sure you don't have one paid preacher like all these other places do. You have elders. But again, the problem is Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. And when we look at the fruit of the Amish versus the New Testament body, we talked about all those things, the gospel, going out preaching Christ crucified, being hated by the world. The Amish, when I go and preach, you know, I'm going to share something with you. When I go and preach, whether it's outside an Amish or outside a Mennonite place, do you know who hates me for preaching to them and against what they stand for? The world. The world loves the Amish and the Mennonite communities because they're peaceful, you get along with everybody, you do business with them. When I come and lovingly preach the gospel to call them out, the world gets mad at me and says, leave them alone, they're nice people. The world is defending the Anabaptists when Jesus said his true people will be hated for his namesake, not loved. You got my phone number. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to talk more about that. If that's true, and you're in there preaching this truth, I'm going to challenge you to then live it, to be a light. And what they'll do is they'll kick you out. And then you know what you do? You do what I do. You stand outside the system. And you say, oh, no, I can't partake of that, but I love you all.
Get in. You won't get
then
in.
We don't go into sin to
that's
serve God.
It's not sin to be there.
Yeah, but then what you're doing is you're practicing fellowship idolatry, and you have more interest in being close to people than serving and loving God. And the Bible says, repent, come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. You have to come out of all that sin and worldliness. So I'd love to hear from you to talk more about it.
You need to listen too sometimes. You're talking too much.
You know why I'm talking much?
I'm not going to listen to you. I'm
right?
going to listen to God.
Okay, that's good. And I'll quote scripture to you all day long. But do you know why I talk much when I meet you guys? And I'll tell you this, and your family's here. You got to go. Do you know why I talk much when I meet you guys? How old are you?
51.
They've had you 51 years. Your life is not biblical according to God's scripture. I got you for five minutes.
You're judging.
I'm supposed to judge rightly. 1 Corinthians 5 says judge. Matthew 18 says judge. 2 Seth 3 says judge. We're to judge the body. Peter says the judgment of God begins in the house of God. You're claiming to be the house of God. You can judge me all you want to the scriptures. I love it. The reason I talk is because the limited amount of time I had to talk to you, you needed to hear truth. I don't need to hear about the Anabaptists because they're not biblical.
I know all that stuff. Everything you told me was...
Well, then you're quenching the Holy Spirit. You need to repent and follow God in spirit and truth. I love you. God be praised.